back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open. 844-967-2789. Well, it was a big day in La Crosse yesterday. Joe Biden went and visited, and he explained and talked up the infrastructure package. Explained all the jobs that it would create. A lot of many thousands of good-paying union jobs all around the country. It was a great visit. Talked up infrastructure. And one of the positive signs is that Joe Manchin now seems to be coming around. Joe Manchin said that if there isn't going to be bipartisan on it, Moscow Mitch somehow ditches it. Of course, it'll pass the House. That's not the problem. Moscow Mitch may threaten 10 senators, Republicans, from jumping on. Manchin has now said that he will go budget reconciliation on that. Only requires 50 votes plus Kamala Harris. It'll have his vote. It'll have Kyrsten Sinema. They can at least get that through. And there's an implication he might even do it for the so-called soft infrastructure, education, childcare, climate change. So very, very successful trip. Very successful trip by Joe Biden to La Crosse. Very glad to see him in Wisconsin. Now, there's another face to this over there that's less savory. It's a guy named Derek Van Orden, a Republican, who ran for Congress against Ron Kind last time. And Trump carried Ron Kind's district. And Ron Kind beat Derek Van Orden. In other words, he ran ahead of Biden and he stood tall. I know Ron Kind. He's a friend of mine. I've known Ron Kind for almost, 30 years. 30 years I've known Ron Kind. Good man, excellent congressman, very good guy. And Derek Van Orden says he's running against Ron Kind again. Well, Derek Van Orden ain't going to get it done. He ain't going to get Schneider. I'll tell you what, it has just come out that Derek Van Orden was at the January 6th rally, the insurrection. Not only that, he had about $4,000 left in his campaign account, and he used the cash to pay for the trip. And he immediately said, when things went south, oh, I didn't go in the Capitol. I didn't go in the Capitol. I just attended the speech. Hey, but guess what? He took some pictures that have surfaced that have only could have been taken by somebody who was in the Capitol. So what I think has got to happen, and any friends, listeners over there in the 3rd Congressional District, Ron Kind's district, there should be an investigation of this. This guy wants to run for Congress? Okay. Have the DA open up an investigation. Did you travel from La Crosse, Wisconsin, or anywhere in Wisconsin to Washington, D.C. on the date of January 6th? The answer's got to be yes. He's already said he did. And did you pay for it out of your campaign account? Donors gave it to you to run for Congress, and you paid for it for a trip to an insurrection. Did you do that? He can't say no because the checks are there. The money was spent for that. He's got to say yes, or he can say, I refuse to answer on the grounds that might incriminate me. He can say that. But good luck running for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District if you say something like that. Scott, Senator from Florida, former governor of Florida, was the CEO and owner of a large Medicaid-type company that was indicted for Medicaid fraud and paid a huge fine. And as CEO, the grand jury subpoenaed him. And he took the Fifth. In the Republican Party, you can take the Fifth Amendment. You can get up there and say, I refuse to answer on the grounds that might incriminate me. You'll not only get elected, apparently the electorate liked that, apparently. Florida, the guy runs for governor, he gets elected, even though he took the Fifth in front of a grand jury on Medicaid fraud. And then he gets elected to the Senate. And then Moscow Mitch puts him head of the Republican Senate Campaign Committee to raise money for Republicans all over the country, including Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson is getting money raised in part by a guy who took the Fifth in front of a grand jury on Medicaid stuff. How bad is that? I think it's pretty bad. Derek Van Orden probably wouldn't hurt him in a Republican primary to take the Fifth, but he may not. He may say, okay, yeah, I use my campaign cash to make that trip. That's not illegal, according to my lawyer, and so, okay. Then they say, did you go into the Capitol? That's a criminal trespass. there are about 500 people now that have been charged with varying degrees of trespass. If Van Orden says no, if he says no, and he did, that is obstruction. That's a felony. If he says yes, the DA should look at where he went, because he's publicly said no already, where he went, why he went there, and what he did. Did he punch a cop? What did he do? Should he be one of the 500 that they nail? And but if he says no, in addition to that, these are your pictures. You take them? Well, yes. And you're telling me you took them outside of the Capitol? Yeah. What, did you have an X-ray machine? Are you Superman? You can see through the walls? This guy's bad news. Very bad news. He runs against Ron Kind. He's going to lose. Bad news. Over there in the 3rd Congressional District, call for an investigation of this guy. Go to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, the infrastructure bill is a no-brainer. I don't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, or what you are. It's a complete no-brainer. It puts people to work. I do not for the life of me understand why the Republicans aren't on board with this, because it'll make them look good. And I guess the only reason I could think of is they don't want Biden to have any wins. But I think it may backfire on them. And if they don't go along with it, Manchin may very well go down as a hero and get reelected in West Virginia if he wants to, because I don't talk to anybody. They don't want the infrastructure fixed. It's just complete stupidity on the Republicans' part, not getting on board. The second thing I want to ask, why is there such a fear of Trump in the Republican Party? I mean, he opens his mouth this weekend. Boss right away goes up points Gableman. You know, the Republican Party knows the election wasn't rigged. Well, to me, they would have been far better or further ahead by following Senator Romney's lead in this and put it behind him. But why is there such fear of this man? I mean, I know he has a following, but Jesus, if that's what it takes to win an election, I don't know. So great with the infrastructure thing, and it was great to see Biden in the state, especially up on La Crosse. I love that area. All right, thanks, Matt. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you. And water supply, this infrastructure is the basis of our economy. It's the basis of our economy. And you got to repair it every 40 years or so. You got to do it. You cannot let it deteriorate. The only reason the Republicans are opposing it that's why it's important that Manchin said he'd go budget reconciliation on that. It's very, very important. And it's also going to create, you know, tens of thousands of very high paying union jobs for the trades, not just the trades. A lot of people are going to go to work around this country in good jobs. Very, very good stuff. When it comes to Trump, you know, there was an interesting thing on MSNBC last night. Chris Kapenga, state senator from Wisconsin, out in the Elm Grove Brookfield area in Waukesha County, a very right wing guy, was attacked by Trump because they wouldn't do a cyber ninja type audit here. They try to sneak around by hiring cops and hiring Gableman and screwing around that way. And Trump went after him. And instead of standing up for himself, Kapenga, who barely won, by the way, we had an excellent Democrat run against him, a woman who should do it again. Kapenga sniveled and groveled. And Chris Hayes on MSNBC last night called it Stalinist groveling. And it was basically a letter to Trump that was published, that said something like, you know, you're misinformed. You know, I love you. I didn't do it. I'm loyal to you. When I'm on an airplane, the liberals make me wear a mask, but my mask says Trump for president. They can't stop me from supporting you. It was disgusting. It was disgusting. You wouldn't write that for a Democratic president. It was absolutely Stalinist groveling. So I agree with you. Why are they afraid of him? They're afraid of him because probably 30%, and it's diminishing, of the Republican electorate is for Trump. And if they all vote together, they can throw guys out in primaries. That's why. That is why. Going to the lines. Fred of Cottage Grove, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Fred?
Yeah, good morning. A couple things, actually, and they're related. I think I read a little while back about the Trumps stealing money from the military to build a wall. And right. Now $10.5 million is coming back to Madison Truex to build a gun range. And why not spend that $10.5 million on Forever Chemicals? Jeez. I mean, where's the priorities here?
Right. Oh, no. Yeah. No, you're right on a lot of points. I mean, here's the deal. He diverted billions of dollars from the military, from necessary military projects to build the wall. Now, some of the wall, you know, we have about a 1,700-mile border with Mexico. There's something like, what, 700 or 800 miles of wall. Democrats built a lot of it. Obama did. Clinton did. You have to have wall like in San Diego and Tijuana and all that, or you couldn't control the border. What Trump was trying to do is just as a stunt, is to build it in areas where very few people come across, and it's being patrolled, and it was totally unnecessary, and trying to do it as sort of a metaphor to keep people out. Okay, well, Biden is going to restore that money from that purpose to the military. The military had very, very specific needs, you know, building needs, construction needs, and all that, and that money should not have been diverted from the military, but that's what he did. And then as far as a shooting range in Dane County or anything of that nature, I'm not up on that. My own view is I don't know why there should be federal dollars going to something like that. I mean, people can certainly, they're for-profit shooting ranges. They're for-profit shooting ranges. So go ahead. That's a very healthy way of shooting firearms. I sort of like it. You know, in the Navy, of course, the guns we had were on ships and they were bigger than anybody's walking around with in a holster. But it was fun occasionally to fire an automatic. Used to throw barrels over the stern of the ship and shoot at them. Do it in a shooting range. Don't do it in a mall. Don't do it in a movie theater. Do it in a shooting range. But the federal government shouldn't have to build these shooting ranges. Thanks a lot for calling in, Fred. Really appreciate it. Going to break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.